安德烈·沃麦克《罗马书》，保罗的恩典巨作，22集。
Welcome to
欢迎
Gospel
来到安
Truth
德烈·沃
with
麦克
Andrew
福音
Womack,
真理
a
栏目，
teaching ministry
抓住
that
一神无条
focuses
件的
on
爱
God's
与恩典的教
unconditional
导施
love
工。
and grace. When you understand that
当
your
你明白你的
old
旧罪性和
sinful
旧
nature,
人
that
已经
old
消
man
失了，
is
现在
gone,
的你是
and
个
you
全
are
新的
now a
人。
brand new person, as you renew your mind to
随
that,
着你更
you
新
will
你的思
bring
想，
forth
你就能为
fruit
神结出
unto
果子来。
God. And now, here's
接下
Andrew.
来是安德烈的时
Welcome to
间，
our
欢迎收
Tuesday's
看星期二的
broadcast
福
of
音
the
真理栏
gospel
目。
truth. I'm now into my
现在我
5th
们已
week of
经到了
teaching
通
verse
讲
by
罗马
verse
书的第
through
五
the book
周。
of Romans. And I tell you,
我们
we've
已经
covered a
讲了
lot
很
of
多的
things.
内容。
Today I'm
今
in
天我
Romans
正
chapter
讲到罗
7.
马
We're
书第七
beginning
章，
with
我们将
verse
从第五节开
5.
始。
I would love
我
to go
很乐
back
意
and
带大
put
家
this in
回
its
顾一下上下
context
文，
for
因
you
为保
because
罗所说的
everything that
都是
he's
在
been
构建
saying
这
has
一
been
切。
building. And if you are
若
just
你只
listening
听
to
这
this
节课，
program by
你会从
itself,
中受益；但
it'll
若你
benefit
能
you,
完
but
整的
it
了
would
解
be
整
even
个背
better
景，
if you had
那
it
就
in
更
its
好了。
full context. So let me just
我
once
再来
again
宣传一下
advertise that
我
we
们
have
有这
this
本
new
新
book
书，
out.
我在书中逐章逐
And
节地
this
教
is
导了
my
罗马书。
teaching verse by verse through the book of Romans. And it not only
不
has
仅
the
包含我
teaching
在
that
电
I'm
视上
doing
讲的
here
内
on the
容，
TV,
也
but
包
it
括
will
活
also
评论
have
中
all
国
of
对
my
罗马书的
living
注释和评
commentary
论。
footnotes on the book of Romans. And
关于罗
there
马书
are
有
hundreds,
近
maybe
上千条的
thousands
注释。
of footnotes just on the book of Romans. And
总
anyway, at
之，
the
在
end of
节
our
目的最
program, we'll
后，
be
我
giving
们
you
会
all of
介
the
绍如
information
何
about how
获
you
取
can
此
get
书的
this
所有
book,
信
or
息。
you can get
你也
our
可以获取罗马书
digital
的电子版注释。
commentary on the book of Romans. You know, I have a
我有一
living
部活
commentary
评
that I've
论，
now
在
written
圣
over
经31,000节中，我
26,000
已经撰写
footnotes
了
in the
26,000多
Bible out
节
of
的注释。
31,000 verses in the Bible. So nearly
所以
every
几乎每
verse
一节
in the
圣经
Bible
都有注释，
has a
它真
footnote
的
on
是
it,
非
and
常棒。
it's just really awesome. So anyway, I'm
总
jumping
之，我要
right
直
into
接
the
跳
middle
到
of
第
this
七
in
章正
Romans
中间，
chapter
让
7.
我们从罗马书七 章五节开
Let's
始。
start with verse 5.
原
It
来，当我们
says,
还
For
在
when
肉
we
体
were
中的
in
时
the
候，
flesh, and this
圣
is
经
not
说
talking about
这里
your
的肉体
physical
不是指
skin,
你身
flesh, the
体
way
的
we use
皮
it
肤、
sometimes
肉身或
scripturally.
其
This
他
is
在圣
talking
经中
about
讲
when
到的。
we were
这是指当我们活在旧
living
的罪性的控制之
under
下
the
时。
control of that old sinful nature. The
圣
term
经中的肉体一
flesh
词
in
指
the
的是我
Bible
们
is
属肉体
referring
的
to
部
the
分，
part of
不顺
us
服
that
神
is
的部分。
carnal, that is not submitted to God. And before
在
you
你
were
重生
born
前，
again,
你
you
有一
had
个
a
罪的本
sinful
性，你的
nature,
思想
and
被那
then
个
you
罪
had a
性错误的编
mind that
程
had
了，
been programmed wrong by that sinful nature. And then we had
并且
our
我们的行为
actions
是被我
and
们
just
所
being
见、所
controlled by
尝、所
what we
听、所
see,
闻、所
taste,
感
hear,
觉到
smell,
而
and
控制，
feel instead of controlled by
而不是由
faith.
信仰
That's
来
what
控
this is
制。
talking about.
这
When
就是
we
本
were
节
in the
经文所讲
flesh,
的。
the
当我们还
motions
在
of
肉体中
sin,
时，
or this,
罪的
you
欲
could
望，
say the
你也可以说
actions of
是犯
sin,
罪的行
which
动。
were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto
原来，
death.
当我们还在肉体中的
This
时候，
begins
罪
to
的欲
start
望，
saying a
这开
number
始
of
批判
things
性的
about
讲
the
述了一
Old
些关于
Testament
旧约律
law
法的事。
that are very critical. And,
现今普通的基督
the
徒
average
仍然信奉
Christian
旧约律法，
today
认
still
为它是神
embraces
赐给
the
我们
Old
的，
Testament
来指
law
引我们人
as
生。
something that God gave us to guide our lives and to
或者是我们通
make
过
us
遵
so
守
that
律
we
法
could
来赚
earn
取与他的关
relationship
系，
with Him by
这是
keeping it.
对
That is
律
a
法的误解。
misunderstanding of the law. Again,
这对
you know,
我来
this
说
is
很
hard
难，
for me
因为我
because
现在所
I'm
讲的
saying some
与我
things
们的
right now
宗
that
教
are
体
so
系大相
contrary to
径
our
庭，
religious system that the average
以至于
person
一般
just
人会马上
immediately
说这是
says
不可
that
能
can't
的。
be right. But we've
但
already
我们已
dealt with
经在
this
罗
in
马书
Romans
第三
chapter
章讲
3
过
where
了。
it says, We know that the
我们知
thing
道律
whatsoever
法
the
上的一
law
切
saith,
话
it
都是对
saith
律
for
法之
them who
下
are
的人
under
讲
the
的，
law,
好堵住
and
每个
here's
人的
the
口，
purpose of
使
it, that
全
every
世界的
mouth
人都在
may
神
be
的
stopped,
审判
and
之
all
下
the
有
world may
罪。
become
罗马
guilty.
书三章十
Most
九节，
religious people
大多
think
数
that the
宗教人
law
是
was
认为
given
律法的
to
颁布
help
是用
us.
来帮助我们的。
Well, it did
从
help
某
us
种
in
意
the
义上
sense
说，它
that
确
it
实
showed
帮
us
助了
how
我们，
sinful
它
we
让我们
were,
看到了我们
and
是
it
多
made
么有
us
罪。它
turn
是我
from
们
our
离
own
弃自我的公
self-righteousness.
义，但律法的目
But
的
the
是要
purpose
定
of the
罪我
law
们。
was to condemn us. Let me just share some
让我来与大
scriptures
家分
with
享一
you.
些经文，
Over
《
in
哥伦多
2
后书三
Corinthians
章六
chapter
节》，它也
3,
是我们能够做
it
新约的仆
says,
人，不属于律
in verse
法条
6,
文，
who
而属于
also hath
圣灵，
made us
因为律
able
法条文 带
ministers
来
of the
死
New
亡，而
Testament,
圣灵
not of
却
the
赐予
letter,
生
but
命。
of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The administration of death, 如果那一条文刻在石板上，属死亡的服事工作尚且带着荣光，以至于以色列子民因为摩西脸上那渐渐消失的荣光，不能注视他的脸。何况那属圣灵的服事工作，难道不更带有荣光吗？注意，保罗说的是旧约律法，他说属死亡的服事工作刻在石板上。
What?
刻在石板上的是什么呢？这是指出埃及记第二十章，当摩西在山上时，神赐他十诫，并把十诫刻在石板上。旧约律法中唯一写在石板的就是十诫。接着耶和华神又赐给摩西其他几百条诫命，我听过有人说大概是630多条律法，但只有十诫是刻在石板上的。正是这节经文所说的，圣经称之为属死亡的服事工作。你知道吗？对现今的普通基督徒来说，这听起来像是亵渎神的话。哦不，律法是神所赐给我们的，因为他爱我们。是的，神颁布律法是因为他爱我们，但律法并不是要让我们得自由，律法是为了让我们看到我们有多罪恶，好叫罪能够活过来。天哪，我有太多要讲的了。来听神的话语是如何说的。我是在引用圣经的话，圣经称之为刻在石板上属死亡的服事工作。在新约中我们拥有的比旧约律法更加优越的多。与新约相比，旧约律法没有任何荣耀。接着下一节，哥林多后书三章九节说，因为那带来定罪的服事工作尚且有荣光，何况那带来称义的服事工作，难道不更充满了荣光吗？旧约律法是要定你的罪，不是要使你自由，而是要继续让你愧疚，为你的罪行感到羞耻。而这也是有其目的的。曾几何时，这是一件属神的事。一个活在罪恶中的人，甚至没意识到自己在做什么。他们需要意识到，这在神的眼中是罪，而罪的工价就是死亡。罗马书六章二十三节。神呐、若这才是你的标准，那么求你怜悯我。这就是神颁布律法的原因，并非要使你自由，而是要让你知道你是多么有罪，要将罪捆绑于你，使你的罪增多，好叫你们能离弃罪。所以从这个意义上说，律法是好的，但若一个现在已经信了主的人，试图用律法在神面前称义的话，那么他实际上就变成了坏事。如果你按照神的旨意利用律法，那么律法是好的。但你们若以为通过我守这些诫命，因为我的行为很好，神就有责任接纳我，那就是把律法用在了不该用的地方。他的目的是要告诉你，你是多么罪恶，不是要使你自由，而是要把罪捆绑在你身上。让我们回到罗马书七章五节。原来当我们还在肉体中的时候，罪的欲望藉着律法。这里说实际上是律法把权力赋予了罪。在接下来的几节中，保罗会一遍又一遍地说同样的话。第六节说，但如今我们既然在那捆绑我们的律法上死了，就脱离了律法，结果我们得以按照圣灵的新样式来服事，而不按照律法条文的旧样式。如果昨天你错过了我的课程，请回到我们的存档观看。你可以访问 AWMI 网站观看昨天的节目。在前面的经文中，保罗把我们的罪性比喻为嫁给了一个男人，而摆脱这段婚姻的唯一办法就是让那个旧男人死去。我们的旧人，我们的罪性在基督里已经死了，这就是罗马书第六章的全部内容。我们对罪是死的，我们对罪性是死的。 And now we are married unto Christ. And it says we are now delivered from the law. That means dead. That old sinful nature is dead. That's what the law was given for, was to restrain and to illustrate and amplify the sinfulness of your sinful nature. Now that that sinful nature is gone by you putting faith in Christ, you aren't under the law anymore. Now you can still benefit from the law and see what God's perfect standard was and how he felt about actions and stuff. There is still benefit. Don't misunderstand me, but you don't use the law for righteousness anymore. Man, let me just jump ahead for a second and read this over in Romans chapter 10, verse 4. It says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes it. He's not the end of the law. The law still has a purpose. It still has a function to illustrate what right and wrong is. And to show us what God's judgment and feelings about actions were. You still benefit from the law, but the Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, for being in right standing with God. The law still is a standard that people need to know today. They need to know that murder and adultery and lying and stealing are wrong. And the law still presents what God's perfect standard is. But Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. You don't use that knowledge about what right and wrong is to be accepted by God. The only real purpose of the law is to show you your need for salvation, but it can't produce salvation. Only that comes through putting faith in what Jesus did for you. So I am not against the law, but I am against using the law and trying to live up to its standards, thinking that somehow or other you earn God's favor. So that's what it says, because we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. So in verse 7, it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. You know, for those of you watching this program, some of the things that I've been saying on this program and yesterday's program, it leads to an immediate question. Are you saying that it's sin for a Christian to be living by the law? Well, the law itself is not sin. But for you to interpret the law as I've got to do this and this and this to earn God's favor, that's sin. That's not what the law is given for. You know, one of the slickest deceptions that Satan ever put out is to take the law which God intended to condemn and to kill. I just read those verses, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6, 7, 9, through there, it called it administration of death. Administration of condemnation. And right here in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is now no condemnation. The law condemns people. The law shows us our sin. The law shows us our need for salvation. If you use it for that purpose, then the law is good. But if you use the law and interpret it as God, thank you for showing me all of these things, 600,000 commands, whatever they were, thank you for showing me all the things that I must do to make myself acceptable to you. If you interpret it that way, then the law isn't good. Because you can't live up to all of those commands. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, it doesn't matter if you do most of the commands. It says in James 2:13, if you keep the whole law and yet offended one point, you become guilty of all. So a person who believes that God gave the law so that we could keep it and thereby earn a relationship with God, that attitude right there will actually damn you to death because you can't keep it all. You can't keep all of it. No man has ever kept all of the law. And if you think that the law was given for us to keep and thereby earn relationship with God,
那么正是这样的态度会定罪你，送你下地狱。律法的唯一目的是向你显明神完美的标准，把标准提到如此高，以至于人会说，神啊，如果这才是你的标准，如果这才是圣洁，那么我是无法做到的，求你怜悯我吧。这就是律法的目的，他是为了驱使你跪在地上，以致你放弃信任自己的良善，然后你就会转向神。所以我并不反对律法，这些都是保罗说的。他说，我们脱离了律法，你们在律法上也被处死了，就脱离了律法。在他说了所有这些之后，他又说，那么我们要怎么说呢？难道律法是罪吗？绝对不是，神坚决否定。罗马书七章七节，那么我们要怎么说呢？难道律法是罪吗？绝对不是。然而要不是记着律法，我就不知道什么是罪。所以律法的颁布是为了向我们显明什么是罪。多数人虽然长大了，但他们基本上是根据社会所说的来决定什么是对与错。现在我们正处于一场危机中，不仅是在美国，而且在全世界范围内，人们正在重新定义什么是对，什么是错。现在他们说两个男人结婚或两个女人结婚是对的。你可以选择自己的性别，这样是对的。那么无视科学，无视事实，一切都是基于人的想法和感受。这太反常了，这是错误的。但我们的孩子却在这样的环境里成长。我们幼儿园正在试图以积极的方式用书本展示同性恋和变性。我们让变装皇后进入学校，坐在那儿给小孩子们读故事听听，并展现出这一切都是没问题的。而小孩子们正在扭曲的价值体系中成长。你如何去鉴别这样的人，并让孩子们知道，不，这是不对的。这就是神颁布律法的原因，为了显明不可以。社会怎么说并不重要，神的判定是这个是正确的，那个是错误的。神设立婚姻在一个男人与一个女人中间，而不是两个女人或两个男人中间。神的标准会说这是对的，那是错的。他这样做的原因是向我们显明，像动物和犬类一样活着是错的。想跟谁发生性关系就发生也是错的。以行事为人是有对有错的。他赐下了这些标准，目的是要告诉你你犯了罪。而罪的工价就是死。罗马书六章二十三节，除非你向罪悔改，否则你将会受到审判。神颁布律法正是为了这个目的。若你以此目的来使用律法，向我们显明我们的罪，让我们离弃罪，那么这就很好。但若某人接受律法并说，现在我必须做到所有这些事，有这么多的标准。
There are so many standards.
你知道吗？如果你穿一件涤纶与棉质混纺的衣服，你就违反了律法。根据利未记，我记得大概是在第二十节，其中讲到说，你不能穿涤纶与棉混纺的衣服。他为什么这么说呢？是因为他恨恶穿涤纶、棉混纺的衣服的人吗？我这件衬衫里有可能就有这些材质。这就是表明神想要的是纯净与纯粹，他不想有任何残杂的东西。有这样一个纯粹的高标准，是没有人能遵守的。而现在我们脱离律法了。若你穿涤棉混纺的衣服，你也不会在震怒之下。我们已经脱离了律法。但律法的目的是要指出你做错的每一件细微微小的事，是你离弃自我的公义、自我救赎，是你转而信靠神。
So he says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. May I not known sin, but by the law, for I have not known lust, except the law said thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, brought in me all manner of concupiscence. The word concupiscence means overwhelming or excessive lust. It's just,
the law made you actually
lust for the very thing that God told you not to do. You know, this is a concept that most people struggle with, but actually we all understand it. When I was a kid,
在我小时候,
you know, we would dare somebody to do something. I was from Texas,
我是德州人,
and if you say, I double dog dare you, it was like, thou shalt not do this. And there's something inside of people that when you say, you can't do this, 当别人说我们无能为力时，每个人内心都有一种愤恨的感觉。一旦有人对我们说"如不可"，我们就会站起来去做那件事。这就是神颁布律法的原因，要是罪在我们里面活过来。这就是圣经所说的。 我们的罪已经被神颁布律法的原因，要是罪在我们里面活过来，我们的犯罪行为是罪性的副产品。 And then our actions sin are the byproduct of that sinful nature. It's not your sin that made you a sinner. It's your sinful nature that made you sin. Romans chapter 5,
从罗马书五章十三节到这一章的最后，一遍又一遍的这样说。
Just says that over and over. We've already dealt with this. And this is saying that I was alive without the law once. I was born with a sinful nature. But that sin isn't imputed to me when there is no law. Romans chapter 4:15, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. And then in Romans chapter 6, it says in verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Sin is the transgression of the law. And when a child is born, they have a sinful nature, but that sinful nature isn't imputed unto them or held against them until the time that they knowingly start transgressing the law. In other words, the sinful nature is there, but if a child was to die before they reach what people call an age of accountability, that child will still go into the presence of the Lord because they haven't willfully embraced that sinful nature and violated the laws of God. But once they reach this age of accountability, which can vary greatly on many different things, then that sinful nature is held against them. Once they begin to knowingly start sinning against God and violating the conscience that God has placed on the inside of them, then the commandment has come and sin revives and they die. In other words, that sinful nature is dormant until they willingly participate and violate the law of God intentionally. You know, use myself as an example. I believe according to the scripture, I was born with a sinful nature. But when I was a little tiny kid, man, I wasn't held accountable for, you know, waking the family up in the middle of the night, crying, being selfish.
当我做一些自私的事时，我是没有意识的。
But there comes a
time when you know that you aren't just violating what your parents have told you. 你不仅违背了你父母的话，也违背了神的话。
You are violating what God has told you. I can remember.
我能清楚地记得，那是在什么时候发生的？我当时八岁，我知道我所做的是错的，因为它违反了我父母的话。
Because it violated what my parents told me to do. I knew that.
我知道这是错的，但我还是做了。
And did you know that the it was just?
你知道吗？就在那一两天之后，我重生了。
That I got born again.But that's when I
我就在那时，我意识到了，我是在故意犯罪，得罪神。当那发生时，我悔改了，后来我获得了重生。这是因人而异的，对我来说，是在我八岁的时候，而有些人可能会在更年轻时，也可能会在更年长时。我相信一些有精神问题的人，可能永远无法对他们行为完全负责。
Anyway, I'm out of time.
总之我没时间了，这就是你需要获取这本新书的原因。你可以学习整个教导，而不需要再把它分成30分钟的小片段来看。就今天就写信或打电话。